This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The technology behind America's new health insurance system, while improving, is still not up to snuff, and the rate of people signing up for coverage in the new insurance marketplaces is still lower than forecast. But one thing that has gotten lost in the debate around health care are some signs that the costs of care, health care inflation, might just be moderating. Here to talk about this is Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So help me understand this. One of the ideas of healthcare reform, besides extending coverage to all Americans if possible, is to somehow keep a lid on the rising costs, right?
Right. In long term, one of the most important aspects of the whole healthcare market that's unfolding right now is the moderation in healthcare inflation. So if you look at the GDP report that came out last week, it had healthcare inflation, consumer expenditures up 2.7% for the year. That's a very mild number. If you go back to 2001, it's a little over 9%, and it's been trending lower and lower. So when we talk about healthcare reform, if there's a shift in the fundamental pricing in this industry, it's going to make it a lot easier.
So do you actually think that the healthcare reform process is what's keeping a lid on the prices?
Well, let's think about what we've been going through the past couple of years, which is this recession and then this recovery that feels like a recession. That has been part of the reason for the slowdown. But the healthcare economists going through it, they're saying, you know, that's maybe a third. Other people are saying maybe it's about half. But other things are going on that suggest this trend could be a more permanent trend rather than a reflection of the downturn.
All right. So say in the fullness of time, we learn that it was a trend that sustained. Healthcare costs are not rising as quickly. How does that help change the face of healthcare reform more generally?
Okay, so there's a couple things. First of all, I think it really means that you're going to feel more and more in your pocket the actual cost of healthcare. So that's the side that's going to make people uncomfortable. You know, you think about those deductibles and those copays. I mean, that's one reason for the slowdown. But the other thing is there's enormous pressure being put on by government and by companies for the providers of healthcare to be more honest about their pricing. What does it really cost to have a hip replacement? Let's have some clear pricing and let's start rewarding the more efficient.
Chris Farrell keeps a close eye on economics for us at Marketplace. Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.